anywhere.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. One of President-elect Trump's most controversial nominees, Pete Hegseth, in the hot seat today at a Senate confirmation hearing to become defense secretary.
Punctuated by protests, the hearing began with the top Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee casting Pete Hegseth as a man who has mismanaged the veteran service organizations he's run and who's called Democrats his foes. Rhode Island's Jack Reed said the Secretary of Defense should remove politics from the military.
You propose to inject it.
For his part, Hegseth vowed to run an apolitical military with a restored warrior ethos.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The fire threat returning to Southern California with fierce Santa Ana winds and hurricane force gusts expected today into tomorrow. And a judge has ruled the New Orleans Police Department can begin winding down its longstanding federal monitoring program with the Justice Department, saying the agency has transformed itself into becoming more accountable after evidence of racial bias and misconduct. This is ABC News. President Biden has canceled the student loan debt of another 150,000 borrowers, including many who were cheated or misled by their colleges. Means more than 5 million people have now been affected by Biden's debt relief efforts. Rats in Houston are tampering with police evidence.
Around 1.2 million pieces of evidence, some related to cases resolved long ago, are held in a Houston Police Department facility, including
400,000 pounds of marijuana.
Houston Mayor John Whitmire.
The rats are the only ones enjoying it.
Thousands of defense lawyers have been put on notice about a rat infestation that could affect their clients. In the meantime, officials are stepping up their efforts to destroy evidence, including drugs, related to pre-2015 cases. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
If you need a job, Planters Peanuts is looking for someone to drive the Nutmobile to promote the company. The job pays $45,000 a year, plus benefits. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
This fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Frigid cold today, with high temperatures trying to tap 10 degrees, but winds still feisty, gusting out of the northwest at 20 miles per hour, slapping on bitter cold wind chills, making our highs really feel like 10 below. Another cold night on tap tonight, before a warm-up starts on Wednesday. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 3 below zero.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A voter ID amendment is up for a state assembly vote today. The Republican-authored measure to enshrine Wisconsin's voter ID law in the state constitution is on its required second pass through the legislature. Following last week's party line vote passing it in the state Senate, passage by the Assembly will put it on the April ballot. Oshkosh police have arrested a Texas man for human trafficking. Police say the 32-year-old man and his female victim were staying in an Oshkosh hotel where the man was allegedly forcing her to have sex against her will. The victim told police they'd been together for several months and traveled through different states. And with frigid temperatures here, UW Health says you need to make sure kids layer up and wear the right clothing if they're outside. That includes insulated boots, mittens, and hats. The health provider adds that if kids are doing any sort of sledding, skiing, or skating, they should be wearing a helmet. Todd Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
For those looking to get organized early this year, Declutter Days is on now through January 15th at Fleet Farm. Handle all your seasonal storage needs with Sterilite 18-gallon totes for just $4.99 a piece. Organize everything on max at 4-shelf units, now only $14.99. And stock up on extra Bounty Essentials double roll 6-packs for just $8.49. Clean up on these items and more, all at the best prices guaranteed during Declutter Days at Fleet Farm.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Good afternoon. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. A plea deal has been reached in a Dunn County sexual assault case. Skylar Edquist was sentenced on Monday to 2 years of probation as part of the plea deal. The 21-year-old, who was already on the sex offender registry, will now be on it for an additional 15 years. Nearly 2 years ago, Edquist was charged with sexual assault of a mentally ill victim. According to the criminal complaint, Edquist and the victim were residents at an adult assisted living facility. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on snowmobile routes and trails designation, approval of short-term borrowing for city operations, and the council will go into closed session to meet with legal counsel. There will also be reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will spend roughly $14 million on a series of biofuel and clean energy projects around Wisconsin. The money is coming from the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive and Rural Energy for America programs and is going toward 42 developments in 27 counties. And the investments include Red Cedar Dentistry in Menominee, which will use a $26,000 REAP grant to install a 24-kilowatt roof-mounted solar electric array. Falls Theater in River Falls will use a $37,000 REAP grant to install more energy-efficient heating, ventilation, and air conditioning equipment. And Oxheart Farms in Hager City will use a $19,000 REAP grant to install a small solar electric array. The Rice Lake Police Department has released a statement about a forgery attempt at Johnson Bank earlier this month. According to a police report, an unknown white male tried to cash a check at the bank January 2nd. He also gave a driver's license from Minnesota and Social Security card, which both matched the name on the check. The bank teller said the person in the vehicle wasn't the same person as the driver's license and refused to cash the check. The car didn't have a front or back plate. Neither Johnson Bank nor the victim lost any money. The Minnesota legislature is set to begin the 2025 session today, despite uncertainty over how much work will actually get done in the first few weeks. DFL representatives were sworn in during a private ceremony Sunday and were Reportedly, it will avoid today's opening session in the House. The boycott is an attempt to keep Republicans from taking any action on electing a speaker or conducting other House business. House rules normally require 68 members to be present to create a quorum, and Republicans hold 67 seats. Republican caucus leader and speaker-designate Lisa Demuth has called the boycott a new low for the DFL and plans to challenge any attempt to adjourn the House due to the boycott. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Pierce County Meats in Ellsworth has issued a voluntary Class 2 recall for packaged ready-to-eat meat products that have wheat in them that was not listed on the label. The affected products carry a mark of inspection for establishment number 132 and would have been purchased or received prior to January 8th. Products included in the recall were processed as a service from inspected carcasses at Pierce County Meats for their customers, or products were directly purchased from Pierce County Meats or Big Acre Meats in Prescott. No illnesses have been reported as a result of consuming the products. Anyone with signs or symptoms of a foodborne allergic reaction or sensitivity should contact their doctor. Consumers who have these products can discard them or return them to Pierce County Meats. Seven Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources employees have received awards for life-saving and heroic actions. The DNR says Warden Bob Jumbeck of the Mississippi River Warden Team received a Valor Award for acting in an extremely dangerous situation. In May of 2024, Warden Jumbeck enlisted the assistance of a citizen in their boat to rescue an intoxicated operator in a trapped vessel on the treacherous upriver side of the U.S. Army Corps Lock and Dam No. 4 on the Mississippi River in Buffalo County. 8 wardens and a program specialist were given life-saving awards for acting in situations that could have ended in death. A UW Eau Claire Foundation is looking at the possible purchase of the old Sacred Heart Hospital building. WQOW reports that Blue Gold Real Estate is exploring the possibility of purchasing the old hospital. How the former hospital would be used would be up to Blue Gold Real Estate, which is part of the UW Eau Claire Foundation. They make decisions to benefit the university, but it doesn't necessarily mean the hospital would actually become university property. Volunteers from the Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross are assisting wildlife relief efforts in California. Northeast Wisconsin Executive Director Rebecca Rockhill says they're coordinating closely with their partners to provide food, shelter, and emotional support and other critical services. Rockhill says monetary donations are still the best way to help because sometimes donations of clothing and household items can divert resources away from caring for those affected. A total of 8 American Red Cross Wisconsin members have been deployed to California. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is asking for Valentines for Veterans. Program specialist Jody Barnett says the Valentines get delivered to three Veterans Housing and Recovery Program locations across the state. They're asking for any sort of gifts or cards you want. Just don't send food or candies. Now, Valentines get delivered to three Veterans Housing and Recovery Program locations across the state, including the Veterans Home in Chippewa Falls. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Frigid cold today, with high temperatures trying to tap 10 degrees, but winds still feisty, gusting out of the northwest at 20 miles per hour, slapping on bitter cold wind chills, making our highs really feel like 10 below. Another cold night on tap tonight, before a warm-up starts on Wednesday. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 3 below zero.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Rams are moving on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, rolling to a 27-9 win over the Vikings in wildcard action in Glendale, Arizona last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. LA jumped out to a 24-3 halftime lead and never looked back. The Rams now heading to Philadelphia to face the Eagles on Sunday. The Packers are the latest team to reportedly show interest in Cincinnati receiver T. Higgins. ESPN's Ben Solak said the Bengals don't have the money to pay the wideout, and the Packers head into the offseason with plenty of cap space. Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich and vice president of player personnel John Eric Sullivan drawing interest from other teams around the league. The Packers receiving a request from the Bears to interview Stenovich for their vacant head coaching position. Sullivan has interviewed with the Tennessee Titans for their GM's job. Former Packers head coach Mike McCarthy down in Dallas. The two sides couldn't agree on the length of a new contract, leaving McCarthy to pursue other NFL opportunities. Packers players cleaned out their lockers and started the exit interview process yesterday. Tight end Tucker Kraft said the season wasn't a failure, but certainly it was a disappointment. Kraft was still stewing over the one and done in the playoffs.
As a team, we need to wake up. How many times do we have to just, everyone talks about how we're just not okay with just making the playoffs, but we have yet to walk the walk. So going forward, I'm going to embrace everything that I put into this game and then, you know, take on a little bit more of a leadership role, try to get people on the same wavelength that I'm on.
Badger coach Greg Gard shooting for win number 200 at Wisconsin tonight when the 24th-ranked Badgers host Ohio State. 8 p.m. tip time at the Kohl Center on Peacock. Wisconsin 3-2 in Big Ten play. 7th-ranked Marquette on the road in Big East action at DePaul tonight. The Bucks are back in the home court tonight. They will play host to the Sacramento Kings at Fiserv Forum. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Daytona fans look to enjoy the present while also being excited about the future. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, presented by eBay. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Even though the 2024 NASCAR season has reached its conclusion, NASCAR Live still rolls on. This offseason, we'll honor champions and discuss some of the top stories from an amazing season of racing.
What a move off four, up against the fence. Tyler Reddick rallies back.
Justin Allgaier is the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion.
All of that and much more every week on NASCAR Live.
Daytona International Speedway officials have announced that this year's running of the Daytona 500 has sold out for a 10th consecutive season. That includes all grandstand tickets and camping for the race set for Sunday, February 16th. Premium packages and upgrades remain available, while tickets also remain for the rest of Daytona Speed Weeks presented by Advent Health, including the Duel at Daytona Cup Series qualifying races on February 13th. In conjunction with the announcement of this year's sellout, it was also announced that the date for next year's Daytona 500 will be Sunday, February 15. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
When you raise your own chickens, the egg yolks might be a darker color. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This doesn't necessarily mean the eggs are healthier. It just tells you what the chickens are eating as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
When you crack open an egg and see a vibrant yellow or orange egg yolk, most people assume that's a sign of a fresh, especially nutritious egg. Jackie Jacob is an Extension Poultry Associate at the University of Kentucky. She says a dark yellow or orange yolk doesn't typically mean it's healthier or fresher. These yolks are higher in beta-carotene, which is a vitamin A precursor. But whether this has biological significance or not is debatable. Jacob says the color of the yolk is a sign of what the chicken ate.
Well, you usually find orange yolks with chickens raised on pasture with nice lush grass or legumes that they eat. And the pigment, the xanthophylls from that foliage, gets deposited into the yolks, giving it a oranger color.
If your chickens aren't pastured, Jacob says you can supplement their diet to get an orange yolk.
The commercial guys, when they want a darker yolk, they use marigold petals, the powder from it. You can also use dehydrated alfalfa if you don't want to go that route, because you're getting the dry foliage. It still has the pigments in it. So typically a diet high in dehydrated alfalfa will give you darker yolks.
You can also give your chickens treats that are high in xanthophyll, such as carrots, apricots, pumpkins, red cabbage, and the leaves of most green plants. Some chicken breeds that have yellow skin and are fed diets high in xanthophyll will also have darker, more richly colored feet and beaks because any excess pigment not used to produce eggs is stored. This is why roosters with xanthophyll in their diet tend to have very yellow feet and beaks. Learn more about egg yolk color at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text IDEA to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text IDEA to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text IDEA to 200-300. That's IDEA to 200-300. IDEA to 200-300.
7 above in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. Double-digit losses again in the milk markets today. February milk down 65 to 1995. March down 52 to 1975. April down 20 to 1955. May down 21 at 1926. Cheese markets are lower on the day. Both barrels and blocks down 1. Barrels at 187, 40-pound blocks at 190, one trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 3 3/4 to 250, 7.5, 8 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1/4 to 130, 6 3/4, no trades. Dry whey down 1/4 to 73 3/4, two trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are mixed as the nearby contracts are continuing to grind higher. Traders believe the market's fundamentals will prevail again later this week. Deferred contracts, though, are trading just a bit lower. Boxed beef prices were also mixed. Feeder cattle are mostly higher with the support of the live cattle contracts in the nearby months higher and a weaker tone in the corn complex. It's been an easy decision for traders to move the feeder cattle higher as demand continues to shine as sales in the countryside remain very high. Hog markets are rallying as well due to stronger pork cutout values and lean hog contracts that will move mostly higher. Biggest gains seen this morning in terms of pork cutout values are butts 376 jump and bellies 327 increase. February live cattle up 60 cents to 198. April up 72 cents to 198.92. June up 57 cents to 193.10. January feeder cattle up 252 to 274.37. March up 75 cents to 268.65. April up 65 cents to 268.97. February hogs up 20 cents to 83.37. April up $1.12 to 90.42. May up $1.20 to 95.27. Chicago Board of Trade today. Corn markets are moving mostly lower, fading off the highs of the two side trade as the market consolidates further. Ethanol margins will need to further move gains to boost blending in the short term. The daily export wire was also quiet. Soybeans mostly lower. The meal is mixed. Oil is higher. Daily export wire saw 198,000 metric tons of beans sold to China for the day. Meanwhile, wheat markets, they're moving up mostly higher today as their trade consolidates above nearby resistance levels. The softer dollar also adding some support as well. At the Board of Trade, March corn down 2.5 to 474, May down 2.5 to 484 and a quarter, July down 1 3/4 to 488 and a quarter, new crop down 2.5 to 454 and 3/4. January beans up 3.5 to 1045. March, though, down 5 to 1048. May down 5 1/4 to 1061 and a quarter. New crop down 3.25 to 10.47¾. January soybean meal down $1.80 to $2.98.40. March soybean oil up 23 cents to $46.22. Chicago wheat March and May both up 1.25. March at 9.46¼. May at 5.58. March wheat in Minneapolis down 2 to 5.91½. May down 1.5 to 5.99¾. Energy markets today moving mostly lower. February crude oil down $1.13 to $77.69. March down 77 cents to $76.53. February and March gas, though, both up a cent. February at 2.11, March at 2.13. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Here in the upper Midwest, we could stay drier than normal, at least in the short term. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Last week, while that large winter storm moved through the central United States, things here in the upper Midwest stayed dry. Mace Michaels, a staff meteorologist with Severe Studios, says there is some concerns about drought in the northern states.
A little bit, but I'm not terribly worried as of yet. Years can start off dry and then progress to wetter. We just don't want this trend of where the jet stream is sitting and the overall moisture pattern to kind of lay out through the rest of the winter and into the early spring. January is one of our snowier months typically, but overall snow just doesn't have a lot of moisture content in it. So when it does melt, of course, hopefully not all at once, in the late part of winter and the early part of spring, February, March, and even into early April, it puts that nice moisture back into the ground, but it still doesn't have a lot of water content in it. We would like it to pick up at least a little bit moisture-wise, so we'll have to see if that trend shifts a little bit. The jet stream, though, definitely more active to our south, and that pattern doesn't look to really change too much overall.
He says La Nina is playing a big part in the current weather picture.
It's definitely directly related to La Nina, but in a strong La Nina year or even a well-established La Nina, we usually end up being colder than normal. We are colder, but we're just not significantly colder. And we also usually end up being a little wetter than normal. That's one thing we definitely haven't been. The main jet pathway has obviously, as I mentioned, more active. It's been more active to our south. When we do get into a northwesterly flow, we're on the cold side of it. So we just tend to get those quick clippers, putting down very little or just a small dusting or an inch or two of snow. And that really doesn't help on our snowpack, obviously.
It does look like the weather pattern will continue in the short term.
Trending through the next several weeks, it looks like we're going to stay in that pattern. So if the jets are real active, the main pathway will be to our south. If we do get into that northwest flow, it ends up being just kind of minor systems. Sure, we could pick up 2, 3, 4 inches here or there, but you're not going to get a big moisture-laden storm anytime soon.
Mace Michaels with Severe Studios. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM Tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. More money is being invested into future generations of farmers in Chippewa County, thanks to the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Now, the event brought in over $145,000 for the Community Foundation of Chippewa County. A check was given to the board members on Saturday. Over $120,000 will go toward youth education and agriculture. Rob Mooney, the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days executive chair, says they wanted to be able to help children stay in the agriculture industry because it's an important industry in Wisconsin. The state of Minnesota plans to begin testing raw milk to see if it contains the bird flu. The testing is part of a USDA effort to determine if the H5N1 virus is present in the nation's milk supply. The state will use samples submitted for other types of testing to help limit the burden on Minnesota dairy farmers. That new testing should start near the beginning of February. So far, 28 states have agreed to participate in that study. The Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association is accepting scholarship applications through February 28th from high school seniors enrolled or planning to enroll in any university, technical college, or community college. Interested applicants must be a resident of Wisconsin with a background in the beef, veal, or dairy industry. Preference may be given to those majoring in an agricultural-related field or attending a Wisconsin school. Award recipients are then encouraged to attend the WCA Summer Tour held in June of 2025. The event will be held in southeast Wisconsin and typically tours beef businesses and includes with an award ceremony and dinner. Now, for more information on the application process, just visit beeftips.com. That's beeftips.com or the Wisconsin Cattlemen Association's website. The government released short-term guidance on accessing clean fuel tax credits under the Inflation Reduction Act. However, the announcement fell short of finalizing the program's details. Farm Policy News says biofuel groups are hoping for more clarity on the tax credits for fuels that help combat climate change. Groups are hopeful a more complete guidance will provide a pathway for corn-based ethanol to expand its market as a sustainable aviation fuel feedstock. The Treasury Department says it provides further details on how to ensure fuels meet certain emissions reductions criteria to access the subsidy and adds that a crucial climate model upon which the program relies upon will be available in the future. Reuters says the administration intends to release the program's climate model this week, but it will not include adjustments for so-called climate-smart agricultural practices like no-till farming, which ethanol groups had hoped it could use to meet the life cycle emission requirements. According to data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, sales of agricultural tractors and combines fell in the U.S. during December of 2024 compared to the previous year. U.S. sales of agricultural tractors fell 11.3%, while combine sales fell 26.4% in December 2024 compared to December of 2023. December sales of agriculture tractors and combines follow patterns that we saw throughout 2024, which reflect softness in the market, said AEM Senior Vice President Kurt Blades. While the year has been marked by high interest rates and uncertainty throughout the overall ag economy, AEM is looking forward to the potential in 2025 and will continue to advocate for policies focused on positively impacting the industry. Canada's sales of agriculture tractors dropped 3.2%, while combines fell 37.3% in December when compared to the previous year. The biggest December drop was in the 100-plus horsepower tractors, down 27% from last year. The USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service is extending the new swine inspection system increased line speed trials through May 15th of this year. The National Pork Producers Council called it a win for efficiency in feeding a growing population and alleviating supply concerns. After completing a month-long study at six pork processing plants, line speeds were not the leading factor in worker disorder risks. Without the increase in line speeds and the resulting decrease in packing capacity, Some producers could have seen losses of $10 a head in early 2024. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM.
Another cold day today in our ag weather forecast. The high pressure responsible for the cold weather will begin to drift southeast in the Ohio Valley tomorrow, and that will bring in much milder Pacific air. Now, another system traversing southern Canada, though, will bring another Arctic front south Friday afternoon, and a very cold air mass will overtake much of the region by the weekend. Becoming mostly sunny throughout the afternoon today, highs near 10 above, northwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, low of 1 below, west winds at around 5. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, highs upper 20, southeast winds at around 10, increasing to 10 to 15. For Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-30s. For Friday, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 30s. For Saturday, becoming mostly sunny, much colder, highs near 19. For Sunday and Monday, partly cloudy, we'll have highs near 2 above and lows near 2 below.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Looking at you through a misty moonlight, Katie did sing like a symphony. Swing, sway like a Tennessee lullaby, melody blowing through a willow tree. What was I supposed to do? Standing there looking at you, lonely boy far from home. Maybe it was Memphis, maybe it was other summer nights, maybe it was you, maybe it was me, but it sure felt.
You.
I got, I can break them. Yeah, I can turn this thing around at the next red light. And I don't mind telling all the guys I can't meet them. Hell, we can all go raise some hell on any other night. Girl, I don't care, oh, I just gotta see what you're wearing. Your hair, is it pulled up or falling down? Oh, I just have to see it now. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. Ain't a spot downtown that's rocking the way that you rock me. Ain't a bar that can make me buzz the way that you do. And look down and see your face on my phone. And I'm gone so long, hang on, I'll meet you in a minute or two. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. If it's 2 in the morning and you're feeling lonely and wondering what I'm doing, go ahead and call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. Come, come, come. Baby, you can crash my party
. Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
It's strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. Since you did what you done to me, I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy. Because it was no fun there under your thumb. And now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing
since you did what you done to me. I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. Since you did what you done to me, I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Honey, I agree. So, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, 'cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you done to me?
Certain someone you've been searching hard to find. It's a new love full of passion that can sometimes make you blind. I don't mind being swept away if I know right from the start. So before we go much further, girl, can I trust you with my heart? In the time we've spent together, I have learned to trust in you. So many things you've given before I even asked you to. But reality and romance are sometimes far apart. So what I really need to know is, can I trust you with my heart? Cast my cares upon you. Can you stand the heavy load? Can I count on you to walk me down that long and winding road? If you promise me these simple things, I can guarantee you can always count on me. Two hearts solely surrender,
and are sworn to understand. It completes a perfect union between a woman and a man. So please don't misunderstand me. I don't want to go too far without knowing just one answer. Can I trust you with my heart? Can I trust you with my heart?
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Barbed wire fence carving on a hillside, cutting holes in the midday sun, like a postcard framed in a windshield covered in dust. I love the rhythm of an old gray blacktop, 33's just whistling by. Steer the wheel one-handed on a two-lane, hugging that line. I got the windows down, no one else around, singing. Freedom is the miles I'm rolling on. Out here cruising to a backroad song. I feel the wheels like a melody, like a radio dialing in strong. Come on, come on, sing. Sing along to my backroad song. Ooh. Ooh. I hit the brakes for an old New Holland, hammered down and pass them on up. The breeze smells like a summertime hay field's just been cut. I got the windows down, way out of town. Sing along, sing. He's singing.
At night on a crowded street,
I may never reach across your body to kill the light of your sleep. Maybe I'll never watch you dressing. I won't sound too familiar on the phone, but I can touch your hand accidentally and take that moment home.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. As winds whip up again in Southern California, efforts continue to find the missing after wildfires tore through LA County last week.
The number of